Email. In the Untamed fanfic. Written by Fayburner. Read by Black Glass as the narrator and Wei Ying.
X-Man Hater as Lan Chan.
Ethel
as Rebecca. And
Luna as Nie Huaisang.
It started when Wei Ying's ancient cell phone finally broke down and stopped receiving calls. Also, the screen was so pulverized, he couldn't read his texts unless he held it at a 45-degree angle and squinted. So he got a new phone, and he refused to let Lan Zhan pay for it. But he did show up at Lan Zhan's place that evening, so Lan Zhan could order dinner, and thus satisfy his inexplicable urge to buy Wei Ying everything he needed, and everything he didn't. The only problem was that Wei Ying's banking app wouldn't let him authorize his new device. So while they were sitting on the couch, waiting for the pad thai to arrive, Wei Ying called his bank.
"All right, sir,"
said Rebecca, the customer service rep, after Wei Ying finished explaining the issue.
"I'll log into your account and figure out what's going on. Can you give me the email address connected to the account?"
"Sure," said Wei Ying. He used fingerprint login on mobile, so it took him a second to remember. "I think it's probably wei.ying93@gmail.com. Typing sounds.
"That one didn't work,"
said Rebecca.
"Is there another email you might have used?"
There was a moment of horrific clarity, followed by profound regret, in which Wei Ying remembered exactly which email was connected to the account. He considered ending the call. He said in a strangled voice. Do you really need it? Is there another way to verify the account?" On the other side of the couch, Lan Zhan looked up from his book.
"No, sir,"
said Rebecca, sounding bored.
"I'm going to need the email that is connected to the account."
"Okay. Cool. Yeah, no problem. Let me know when you're ready." Wei Ying felt a hot, prickling flush spread over his face. He stared straight ahead, trying not to fidget or squirm, extremely aware of Lan Zhan's gaze on him.
"I'm ready now, sir,"
said Rebecca. "Yeah, yes, okay. Okay. I think the email is, it's..." He squeezed his eyes shut, bringing one hand up to hide his face. "The email is fuck my slut mouth 16@gmail.com. The silence that followed was, in a word, haunting. Wei Ying cleared his throat. "I am so sorry," he added.
"To clarify,"
said Rebecca, in the same toneless voice.
"That was fuckmyslutmouth16, the numeral 16, @gmail.com.
"Yes, that's correct. I'm so sorry." The rapid click-clack of a chunky early 2000s keyboard.
"All right, sir. The email's been verified. And what's the password most recently associated with the account?"
The password?"
"Yes, sir."
Wei Ying swallowed. He dared a peek at Lan Zhan through his fingers. Lan Zhan had lowered his book and was sitting there watching Wei Ying, completely straight-faced, because Lan Zhan, at the bottom of his beautiful glowing heart, was an absolute bitch. Wei Ying held the phone away from his mouth for a second to hiss. "I made this account when I was 19, and Ye Huaisong was there, and it was like 2 a.m., and I was on my fifth glass of sangria. Stop looking at me!" Lan Zhan looked at him even harder.
"The password, sir,"
Rebecca prompted. "Ah," said Wei Ying. "It's, all one word. Come. And the first C is, capitalized. And..." He had been slowly curling up into a ball at the end of the couch, and now he buried his face in his knees.
Come is spelled... It's spelled... C-U-M.
A wretched pause.
I see,
said Rebecca.
Any numerals?
No,
said Wei Ying, wishing he could sink through the floor, or become one with the couch. Or maybe that his physical form would shrivel up and float out the open window like a seed pod, never to be seen again.
Just come. 3 times.
Only 3?
Lan Zhan said quietly. Wei Ying was going to die. He was going to die!
That one didn't work, sir,
said Rebecca.
Are you sure that's the most recent password?
Sorry. I think maybe there's 3 M's at the end. Like, at the end of the final, word.
There was a long, audible sigh.
So the password is come, 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 correct?
Once again, I am so sorry, Wei Ying said in a very small voice. Yes, that should be correct. Thank you. Sorry.
More click-clacking. Wei Ying was blushing so hard, he could feel his heartbeat radiating in his face, like he'd just run a mile in the sticky summer heat. To make matters even worse, he couldn't stop replaying Lan Zhan saying,
Only 3?
In that low, steady voice. And it was kind of turning him on, like everything else Lan Zhan did. But also the turned-on feelings were mixing with the humiliated feelings in a way that Wei Ying had not necessarily expected, and was frankly a little nervous about. Please let this not be a thing, he prayed, in case there was even a single god left who hadn't punted him off the blessing list for his recent crimes against Capital One customer service representative Rebecca, who was just trying to get through another workday and didn't deserve any of this. Please, please let the humiliation boner not be a thing.
All right, sir,
Rebecca said at last.
I was able to access your account. You are having issues related to a new device.
The rest of the phone call, mercifully, only took a few minutes. Wei Ying did not at any point stop blushing or uncurl from his roly-poly bug position. Finally, Rebecca logged out of his account and ended her side of the call, and Wei Ying sat there and waited for the automated customer satisfaction check, and silently rated her 5 out of 5 stars. Then he hung up and placed his phone on the floor beside the couch and turned to meet his fate. Lan Zhan hadn't moved a muscle, facial or otherwise, in the past 10 minutes. When Wei Ying turned to look at him, he raised one utterly damning eyebrow.
Oh my god, stop! Wei Ying wailed, hiding his face again. Lan Zhan, I was in uni! I was drunk! Please, please pretend this never happened! Please, Lan Zhan, please. I'll owe you 50 bobas. That's so many bobas, Lan Zhan. That's at least 3 weeks' worth of bobas. Please?
There were 2 seconds in which Wei Ying thought maybe Lan Zhan would not choose violence. Then Lan Zhan said, entirely without inflection,
Come, come, come.
Wei Ying made a dying animal noise into his hands.
You're so, so, so mean.
He said, muffled.
You're so, so mean to me. Oh my god, that was horrible. I'm so sorry, Rebecca. I wish I could send her apology flowers. Rebecca, I'm so sorry.
I have a question,
said Lan Zhan.
No, devil man. I am not taking questions at this time.
You said you made the credit card account in uni when you were drunk,
said Lan Zhan.
But presumably the email existed before that.
Stop, 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 stop!
Wei Ying chanted.
Were there similar circumstances when you created the Gmail account?
He said it slowly, enunciating every syllable, like he was sounding out the name of an expensive French wine.
Fuck my slut mouth 16?
I'm done,
Wei Ying said. The boner situation was not improving. It was doing the opposite of improving. Please, Wei Ying sent out into the universe. Please, 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 please let this not be a thing.
How many bobas to make you forget?
200,
said Lan Zhan. What? Lan Zhan-a! You want me to be even more broke? That's over $1,000!
I will pay for them.
Wei Ying lowered his hands to stare at Lan Zhan. Eyes narrowed. You'll forget about fuck... About...
Fuck my slut mouth?
Lan Zhan said serenely. Yeah, that... Holy fuck, I am begging you to stop saying it. You'll forget about it if you buy me 200 bobas?
Yes,
said Lan Zhan. Wei Ying stared at him a moment longer, then shook his head nonplussed. Well, I don't see how that's possibly something for you to hold over my head, but all right. I won't stop you if you're so set on wasting your money.
Not a waste,
said Lan Zhan, picking up his book again and flipping to a new page.
Don't worry.
Never worry, Wei Ying mumbled. Then he grabbed his phone again, his whole body still aflame, and texted Nie Huai Sung. I have a story and a really awkward question for you. Maybe two questions, depending on how you answer. Please pencil me into your schedule at your earliest convenience. Thank you very much from your friend Wei Ying. His phone buzzed in his hand.
Nie Xiong. I don't know, face.
Oh? Well, I for one am excited to find out which crisis this is going to be. Go ahead and talk to me, bro. I'm all ears. Less than three.
The end. Thanks for listening.